Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. School is out and summer is just around the corner. There's no better time to take your family outdoors for some active adventures. Denise Wire, director at Shelby Bottoms Nature Center, is my guest. She will be talking about the nature centers in the Nashville area. Denise, what is the mission of Nashville's nature centers?
If I were to say it in just a couple of words, it would be as simple as get outdoors and have fun.
Wow.
But we do have an official mission statement, and that is to educate, protect, and recreate. So we want to give quality environmental education and teach people how to responsibly recreate in the outdoors. We want to help protect and preserve the park ecosystem and manage it responsibly. And we also want to, and this is where the have fun comes in, the raise awareness and really foster a respect for the outdoors and share our enthusiasm. So that's where that have fun comes in.
All right.
Share our enthusiasm.
That's good. So if I wanted to bring my entire family, what activities can we participate in?
Well, the nature centers have all sorts of different activities for every age group.
Okay.
We have everything from pre-K to school age public programs, family and all ages programs, and some adult only programs that are usually teenage and up. But we also have programs where families can come and do things on their own. So we have on your own self-guided hikes where they pick up a brochure and can read about the different stops on the hikes. We have little packs that they can check out, sign their name and the time out, and then it has little maybe insect boxes and magnifying glasses and a little kid's field guide to flowers and animals so that they can go out and have their own outdoor adventure.
Oh, okay.
We have a nature play area at two of the nature centers where kids can go out and dig in the mud, dig in the sand, and get filthy. And we do have wash-off stations.
Good.
So don't worry. We have a junior naturalist program for school-age kids, age about 6 to 12, that can earn a patch and then take their brothers or sisters or parents or grandparents outside to do the activities with them, and then the 6 to 12 year old gets a patch and a certificate for it. We have geocaches hidden in the park if people are interested in that sort of thing. In Shelby and Warner, as well as other metro parks, we here at the Shelby Bottoms Nature Center have the Nashville Green Bikes program where you can check out a free bike. Now, those are for older kids or adults based on size, but often it's the parents who don't have a bike and the kids do, so the kids get to ride with the parents. And we have other fun things that are self-guided in the parks too, like story walks where books are laminated through Warner Park and they get to take a hike and read a book at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have all sorts of fun things, not to mention exhibits and activities inside.
Right. And what are some of the inside activities you have?
As far as going inside, we try to please everybody. We have indoor and outdoor programs. So outside might be guided hikes or some of the other things that we've talked about, but we try to incorporate both indoor and outdoor components to almost every program to try to please everybody, really.
Right.
And inside we have exhibits to look at. Some of the nature centers have costumes that kids can try on.
Gosh.
This nature center, as well as the Fort Negley Visitor Center, an historic site that's in our division of nature centers, we have sandboxes that you can dig in and look for fossils or artifacts. For adults here at Shelby Bottoms, we have rotating art exhibits, and we do art openings, and that's always an indoor activity. And recently, both this nature center, Warner, and I think the others as well, have tried to do open house style events where we have it all day long, and the families can come in, and we'll have arts and crafts set up inside, and maybe movies, and a story station,
right.
And they have all of these things that they can do indoors. And then sometimes, if the weather is amenable, we can have outdoor components to that too, where they might go do a scavenger hunt and come back and get a prize for it. We try to match it to whatever's going on in the seasons. We'll have Wildflower Day in the spring, and just all different sorts of things to go on with whatever's happening in the natural calendar.
Okay. That sounds exciting.
But we try.
I know. Is there a fee to visit the Nature Center or participate in these activities?
All of the Nature Centers and Fort Nagley Visitor Center are all free. On occasion, if we have a guest-led program, they might ask for a small fee, and that usually goes either straight to that organization, and often they're a nonprofit, so it's a donation to them.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the Cumberland River Compact has rain barrel workshops, I believe, at all four nature centers, and they're a 501c3, and the donation goes straight to them, but it really just covers the cost of the rain barrel itself.
Okay.
So that's the only case in which we have a fee, but most of the time, it's free.
Wow, that's good. Denise, you talked about so many great activities and just the open house. Where can a person go and get information about the nature centers and see the hours that you're open and all that good stuff?
We have a brand new website here in Nashville, launched in January, and you can find information about Warner Park Nature Center, Shelby Bottoms Nature Center, Bells Bend Nature Center, and Beeman Park Nature Center on the Nature Centers and Natural Areas page of the Metro Parks website, which is a part of the Nashville.gov website.
Okay.
And Fort Negley is also on there. They're just within the Metro Parks website, not on the Nature Centers page.
Okay. Thank you, Denise.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.